Chapter 3. A River of Mud. As they left the hospital, Louisa looked at her watch. "I can't believe it's so late," she exclaimed. "Neither can I," replied Isabel. "It's been a long, tiring day." "I'm glad Papa is all right," replied Miguel with a yawn. "I can see you're drowsy," said Isabel. She tousled her son's hair. "Mama, do we have to wait for a cab?" asked Miguel. "It's not too far to walk home. We'd probably get there before a cab gets here. And we need the fresh air." Isabel smiled. "What a persuasive young man you are, Miguel. Let's walk home." The air felt cool and refreshing as they strolled home. Street lights cast a warm glow over the sidewalks. Here and there, other people were walking home after going to the movies or eating out. "Do you think Papa can come home tomorrow?" asked Louisa. "We'll have to see what the doctor says. If there's nothing wrong with him, he'll absolutely be home tomorrow," replied Isabel confidently. "I hope so," said Miguel. "Then we can spend tomorrow reading all about tonight's soccer match." The mood of the evening lightened. Miguel stepped off the curb to cross the road. He immediately jumped back onto the sidewalk. "I can't believe it," he exclaimed. "Look at the water flooding the street. My feet are soaked." "Where did all this water come from?" asked Louisa. "A water main probably burst," answered Miguel.